This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. It's challenge number 42. Well, howdy, y'all. Come on in. Pull up a chair and set a spell. Unless you're listening to the podcast while you're driving your car, and in that case, keep both hands on the wheel. But you can still play along. It is the Great Openings Podcast, the chance for you to test your knowledge of great pop and classic rock and roll music of the last 30, 40, 50 years, plus a little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs. So thanks for downloading, thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. It is the Great Openings Podcast. You know how it works. Kind of a Name That Tune format. We play the opening notes from five hit songs and give you a chance to figure out if you know what the song is and who the artist or group was. And this week we have a theme. All of our featured songs have something in common. And stand by, because we have a little bit of trivia, little nuggets of information about each of our featured songs when we give you the answer coming up. But first, let's get going. Five hits, all with a theme, and hit number one was from 1971.
One, two, three.
Hit number two, also from the year 1971. Yeah, we play each clue two times to make sure you get a good listen to it. How about hit number three? 1973. Hit number four was from 1987. And hit number five from the year 2002. Well, there you have it. Those are the clues. Five songs, all with a theme, and the answers are coming up in just a minute. Some exciting news from the Trivia Factory, at least from our Monday night shows. I've told you all along that we do live trivia around the Atlanta area, North Georgia area, from LaGrange up to Cumming, from Noonan to Forsyth. Monday nights, it's live trivia with me at Wings and Things in Fayetteville. Now, some of my colleagues, the other trivia hosts, have been streaming live on the internet the video of their trivia shows. Nicole does it on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and Mike does it from Buckhead Pizza up and Cumming on Wednesday nights. Well, a little help from the management of Wings and Things, some baling wire and duct tape, we have finally managed to get a stable internet connection on most Monday nights, and we put a webcam up, and now on Monday, if you care to join us, you can log on and watch the video, the streaming video, and hear the live trivia show from Wings and Things from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It is a little bit of fun. We get a group in the chat room. They play along. You can click. There's two ways to find the webcast. The first one is you can go to thetriviafactory.com, which is our main page, or you can go to my blog, which also is the home to the show notes for this podcast. And it's usually right there on the front page, and you can find that at jimdriscoll.net. Monday nights, 7 to 9. It's not the most compelling television you'll ever see. We're not going to compete with David Letterman or Lost, but we have a good time. So come join us, won't you? the clues that we are playing and the featured songs from tonight's podcast, all, of course, from the Trivia Factory. On Saturday nights, we do music and entertainment trivia. And sometimes we take the audio bonus question and turn it into a podcast. The clues that you're hearing tonight would have been those that you would have heard a couple of Saturdays ago if you had played live trivia with us. And as I say, you can always find out more at thetriviafactory.com. But let's get to the answers. What say? Five hits. We had a theme from all of them. And hit number one.
One, two.
It was one, from 1971. Two, three, He was known as the hardest working man in show business. Mr. James Brown. Yeah, and the song was called Hot Pants. I think the most interesting bit of trivia about this song is its subtitle. On the record, its official full name is printed as Hot Pants Part 1, and then in parentheses, she got to use what she got to get what she wants. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the official name of Hot Pants. By the way, the Hot Pants that the song is about, well, they were inspired when James Brown's band first saw them being worn during their tour in Europe in 1970. Hit number two this week. Top 10 hit for Jerry Reed. The songs, When You're Hot, You're Hot.
When you're hot, you're hot. Be there when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. You can split it all down at City Hall.
But Jerry Reed, of course, the popular country actor, singer, comedian, his real name was Jerry Reed Hubbard, and he was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, not far from our palatial penthouse podcast studios. He actually went to O'Keefe High School, which was, until it closed in 1973, located on the campus of Georgia Tech in downtown Atlanta, just off what is now known as the Downtown Connector for our Atlanta listeners. When You're Hot, You're Hot, it was Jerry Reed's biggest pop and country hit. He won a Grammy Award for it, and it also spawned a TV show. It was called Jerry Reed, When You're Hot, You're Hot Hour. It was a music and sketch comedy variety show in 1972, and it was the summer replacement for the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS. Jerry Reed, of course, died of emphysema in September of last year, 2008, in Nashville. Hit number three. The year was 1978. Did I give you the clue of 73? You probably got it anyhow. Top five hit for Foreigner. It's Hot Blooded. Well, Hot Blooded was from Foreigner's album called Double Vision, and unlike some songs where the real meaning is hidden deep in the lyrics, this one is pretty obvious. The lyrics are centered around a rock star who becomes, shall we say, hot-blooded after meeting a fan. Hot Blooded was featured in the movie American Pie Band Camp when it was sung by the band members during the campfire scene. You might remember that. And if the guitar riff sounds familiar, well, it was sampled for the 1988 hit by Tone Loke called Funky Cole Medina. Hit number three.
Olé, olé.
Or number four, if you're keeping track.
Olé, 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 olé.
At 1987, the song is called Hot, Hot, Hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Oh, did you get the artist? His name was Buster Poindexter, which, of course, was his stage name. The real musician's name was David Roger Johansson. He was from New York, and he played with a number of groups and as a solo performer in the 70s and 80s. He achieved commercial success in the late 1980s using the Buster Poindexter's stage name while playing with a group called the Uptown Horns. They played a mixture of jazz, lounge, calypso, and novelty songs. He also appeared as part of the house band on Saturday Night Live. And in an interview on National Public Radio's Fresh Air program, he referred to Hot, Hot, Hot as the bane of his existence because of its popularity as a karaoke and a wedding song. And hit number five, the year 2002. Number one hit for Nelly. It was called Hot in Here. Well, just like our previous song, the title adds a little bit of interesting information and trivia. The official title of this song is actually spelled Hot in Here with two R's, H-E-R-R-E. The extra R is supposedly there to indicate that it's really hot, definitely hotter than just one R, I suppose. Christina Aguilera did the same thing on her song Dirty, which needed the extra R in it because it was really dirty. Nelly performed the song on the 2003 Grammy Awards, where he also won a Grammy for Dilemma, his duet with Kelly Rowland. The Grammy performance was considered, questionable by some. The stage was designed to look like it was engulfed in flames while Nelly was performing. It was just a few days after nearly 100 people died at that nightclub fire in Rhode Island during a Great White concert. The song has another claim to fame. Nelly performed it at the halftime show of the 2004 Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right. The same halftime show where Janet Jackson had her wardrobe malfunction. Well, there you have it. Those are our five featured songs this week. Did you get the theme? Yeah, it's hot. We had James Brown, Hot Pants, Jerry Reed, When You're Hot, You're Hot, Foreigner with Hot Blooded, Buster Poindexter's Hot, 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 and Nelly with Hot in Here. So that'll put a wrap on this episode number 42 of the Great Openings Podcast. Always appreciate your comments. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. Like I said, the show notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. And we will see you again next time when we do another one, the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast Challenge.